The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything.
You know, we got a lot of pain day action on Saturday and Sunday. Let's hit it. Everybody's ready for a little violence. Chiefs and Raiders in Vegas on Saturday at 4:30 on ESPN. Kansas City laying 9.5, 52.5 the number. The Chiefs have been absolutely rolling. Here they are, 13-3, 6-2 on the streets and still vying for that number one seed in the AFC and home field throughout. At nighttime, you've got the Titans and Jags. This game is for the world, for the AFC South in Duval County, Jacks. The Jags land 6.5, 40 is the number. They have been on a roll, a wafer, a wheat thin, a croissant. The Titans, meanwhile, have been struggling miserably. It all started when they lost to the Bengals 20-16. Then they went to Philly and lost in a blowout 35-10. Some believe that was the game that destroyed them when they got wiped out in Philly. They went home and lost to the Jags in a blowout 36-22. They went to L.A., lost by a field goal, had Houston at home, and embarrassingly lost to the Texans 19-14. And then, to put sugar on top, they lost to the Cowboys 27-13 in primetime, and here they are taking on the Jags with the conference on the line. Of course, Jacksonville goes in 8-8, Tennessee 7-9. If the Jags win, the South is theirs, and they have really been doing it. They've won 5 of 6. Remember when they beat the Ravens by one with a big comeback, 28-27. Then they went to Ford Field in Detroit, got spanked by the Lions, and everybody said they were frauds. It was 40-14 Detroit. But they went to Tennessee and won that game by 14. They beat the Cowboys in a comeback, miraculously, 40-34. They went to Snoopy and beat the Jets in East Rutherford easily, 19-3. And then destroyed the Texans in Houston last week, 31-3. If they play the way they've been playing lately over the last month and a half, forget about it. The Titans are starting Josh Dobbs at quarterback in the title game. The bottom line is, he hasn't done anything. Everybody said he played really well when he played in his last game. Whatever. He threw the pick that ended the game. That's all I know. All right, let's shift gears to Sunday. The Patriots and Bills hook up in Orchard Park. Bills laying 7, 42 and a hook is the number. Pats have to win to get in. They're 4-4 away, 8-8 overall. Bills 12-3, 6-1 at home. We all know what happened to Hamlin. We all know they didn't finish off the game with the Bengals. We don't know what's going to happen there, but what's going to happen here is they're playing New England, and they need to beat them in their stadium, and that's just all there is to it. Allen, 4,029 yards and 32 touchdowns. He's unbelievable. And now you got the Browns Steelers in Pittsburgh. How good is that? Pittsburgh laying 2.5, 40 and a hook is the number. The Steelers have got to 500. They're 8-8, 3-4 at home. Browns 7-9, 3-5 away. How did Pittsburgh get here? Well, they won 5 of 6. They won the Monday night game in Indy 24-17 over the Dolts. Then they went to Atlanta and beat the Falcons by a field goal 19-16. Lost to the Ravens at home 16-14. That was the game Trubisky threw 2 picks in the red zone. Then they went to Carolina, easily beat the Panthers 24-16. Nobody saw it coming. Then on Christmas Eve, Kenny Pickett, the last second drive to beat the Raiders in Pittsburgh 13-10, the week Franco Harris died. And then they went to Baltimore last week and stunned the Ravens 16-13. Again, touchdown Kenny with the late TD sniper pass to Najee Harris in the corner of the end zone for the win, 16-13. Unbelievable. It was just truly unbelievable. So the bottom line is here, Pittsburgh needs the Patriots to lose and the Dolphins to lose. If that happens, Pittsburgh sneaks into the playoffs for the second straight year. Last year, they needed Indy to lose in Jacksonville, and they did, and they slipped in with an average team in Ben Roethlisberger's last year. If Tomlin pulls this off, it will be absolutely astonishing. The Buccaneers and Falcons hook up at the Benz in Atlanta. Atlanta laying 4. 40's the number. The reason the Falcons are favored is because the Bucs aren't going to play anybody. Brady did have a good year at the end of the day. 4,610 yards and 24 TDs. People say he's finished. Look at the numbers he put up. It's incredible. The Falcons are awful. Let's just leave it at that. The Vikings and Bears in Chicago. No Justin Fields here. He's got a hit injury. Vikings won the North. They're 12-4, 4-3 away. Minnesota laying 7.5. 43 is the number. Chicago's awful, 3-13 and 2-6 at Soldier Field. The Ravens and Bengals are in the jungle this time. Cincinnati laying 7. Everybody thought the division might come down to this game. It's not going to come down to this game because they still hadn't finish the game with the Bills. The Bengals 11-4, 5-1 going into this one. Sands the game with Buffalo. The Ravens are 10-6, 5-3 away, coming off the home loss to the Steelers. And like I said, Bengals lay in the touchdown, 41.5. Texans and Colts in Indy. Indy laying 2.5, 38 the number. The Texans are awful, still with the first pick in the draft at this point. 2-13-1, 2-6 away. Colts 4-11-1, 2-5 at home. Indy 2.5 laying it, 38 the number. Jets, Dolphins in Hard Rock, South FLA. Jets favored by 1, 38.5 is the number. The Dolphins 8-8 at home. Or 5-2 at home, 8-8 overall. Jets 7-9 overall, 4-4 away. Skylar Thompson will get the nod. Mike White for the Jets at quarterback. Can White and the Jets end their skid? They've dropped 5 in a row. They lost at Minnesota by 5. They should have won that game. They were driving for the winning touchdown and threw a pick. At the Bills, lost by 8. They covered. Against the Lions, they lost by 3 at home at Snoopy. And again at home to the Jags, 19-3. Then they went to Seattle and got their ass beat 23-6 last week at Lumen Field. So they've been awful. It goes further than that. It's actually, they've lost 6 of 7. As for the Dolphins, they've been puking. After they won 5 in a row, they lost 5 in a row. At the Niners, it started. They lost 33-17. Then to the Chargers in Lipstick City, 23-17. They went to the Bills, lost 32-29. Played well, but still lost. Played the Packers at home, lost by 6, 26-20. And then went to Foxborough and lost last week, 23-21. It has come unglued for Miami. The Panthers and Saints hook up on Bourbon Street at the Superdome. New Orleans laying 3.5, 42 is the number. Panthers 1-6 away. Saints 4-4 at home. That's why they're favored. And after the Panthers lost last week and the Bucs won the division, they're toast. It doesn't matter what they do. So will they even try in the game? The Saints, they're not going to the playoffs either. And they're favored at home. Dalton's thrown 17 TDs, 2,700 yards. They need a quarterback, obviously, in New Orleans. Chargers and Broncos in Denver at Mile High. Chargers 10-6, 5-3, playoff bound. Broncos, what a nightmare. 4-12, 3-4 at home. Denver laying 1.5, 40 is the number. the Giants and Eagles at the Lincoln for Philadelphia. The Giants have made the playoffs. They're the sixth seed no matter what at 9-6-1, 4-3 away. They're not going to play anybody. That's why Philly's favored by, listen to this, 14. They're favored by 14. You heard me. 43 is the number. Eagles 13-3, 6-2 at home, coming off a tough loss to the Saints. Remember, I called the New Orleans win outright in Philly last week, and they got it done for me. Cards and Niners at Stonewashed Jeans in Santa Clara, Levi's Stadium. San Francisco laying 2 touchdowns. 14 is the number, 40 and a hook the total. Cards are laughable. 4-12, 3-4 away. They got massive quarterback problems. The Niners have rolled to the playoffs. 12-4, 7-1 at home. The Rams and Seahawks play at Lumen Field in the Pacific Northwest in Seattle. The Seahawks are 500, not only overall, but 500 at home at 4-4. They're laying 6. 41.5 is the number. The Rams are finished 5-11, 1-6 away. Seattle has to win this game, and they need the Lions to win at Lambeau. We'll talk about that in a minute, but Seattle's not going to get in if Aaron Rodgers gets it done at home. But in this game, you could see Seattle get involved. Geno, 4,069 yards, 29 touchdowns. He's been incredible. So is Walker, the rookie running back, 936 yards, 9 TD, just shy of a dime. The Cowboys and Commanders hook up at the dump in Landover. Dallas laying 7. 41 is the number. Dallas is playoff bound, 12-4, 4-3 away. Commanders are done. 7-8-1, 3-5 at home. Got eliminated last week. They're going to start the kid Sam Howell, who played at North Carolina. He'll be the starter. Heineken not going to play. He'll be the backup. Wentz will be behind him. So it could get ugly in D.C. And then the big game, the game everybody wants to watch, is Sunday night, 8:20 on NBC from Lambeau in Green Bay. The Packers are 500, 5-3 at home. If they win, Aaron Rodgers pulls off the unthinkable and gets the Packers to the playoffs. The Lions have to win as well, and they have to have Seattle lose. Detroit 500, 3-4 away. How did the Packers do it? They had lost 5 in a row till they beat the Cowboys. Then they lost 2 more in a row to the Titans and Eagles. But then they rattled off 4 straight wins at the Bears, Rams at home, at the Dolphins, and Vikings at home. 41-17, they blew out Minnesota to put some emphasis on it. Let's see if Rodgers can get it done at home and beat the Lions Sunday night.